Ye, Audio Bible, Psalm 37. Of David. Do not fret over those who do evil. Do not envy those who do wrong. For they wither quickly like grass, and wilt like tender plants. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and cultivate faithfulness. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will do it. He will bring forth your righteousness like the dawn, your justice like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when men prosper in their ways, when they carry out wicked schemes. Refrain from anger and abandon wrath. Do not fret. It can only bring harm. For the evildoers will be cut off, but those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land. Yet a little while, and the wicked will be no more. Though you look for them, they will not be found. But the meek will inherit the land and delight in abundant prosperity. The wicked scheme against the righteous and gnash their teeth at them, but the Lord laughs, seeing that their day is coming. The wicked have drawn the sword and bent the bow to bring down the poor and needy, to slay those whose ways are upright. But their swords will pierce their own hearts, and their bows will be broken. Better is the little of the righteous than the abundance of many who are wicked. For the arms of the wicked will be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. The Lord knows the days of the blameless, and their inheritance will last forever. In the time of evil, they will not be ashamed, and in the days of famine, they will be satisfied. But the wicked and enemies of the Lord will perish like the glory of the fields. They will vanish like smoke. They will fade away. The wicked borrow and do not repay, but the righteous are gracious and giving. Surely those he blesses will inherit the land, but the cursed will be destroyed. The steps of a man are ordered by the Lord, who takes delight in his journey. Though he falls, he will not be overwhelmed, for the Lord is holding his hand. I once was young and now am old, yet never have I seen the righteous abandoned or their children begging for bread. They are ever generous and quick to lend, and their children are a blessing. Turn away from evil and do good, so that you will abide forever. For the Lord loves justice and will not forsake his saints. They are preserved forever. But the offspring of the wicked will be cut off. The righteous will inherit the land and dwell in it forever. The mouth of the righteous man utters wisdom, and his tongue speaks justice. The law of his God is in his heart, his steps do not falter. Though the wicked lie in wait for the righteous and seek to slay them, the Lord will not leave them in their power or let them be condemned under judgment. Wait for the Lord and keep his way, and he will raise you up to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, you will see it. I have seen a wicked, ruthless man flourishing like a well-rooted native tree. Yet he passed away and was no more. Though I searched, he could not be found. Consider the blameless and observe the upright, for posterity awaits the man of peace. But the transgressors will all be destroyed. The future of the wicked will be cut off. The salvation of the righteous is from the Lord. He is their stronghold in time of trouble. The Lord helps and delivers them. He rescues and saves them from the wicked, because they take refuge in him.